Mike English, turn the page, KC.
We had to basically raise over $100,000 a week. We shared that amount with different funders, but always telling them each, we don't obviously don't expect your foundation or you to be able to contribute all of that. We're turning over every cushion in the city to raise this funding. It was a hustle to kind of raise that much funding that quickly. I think our first huge grant came in the Friday before school started. We were also very transparent about the fact that we're gonna have some pretty simple measurables here. The number of kids, the number of families that we serve, some general attendance numbers. I think that from the foundations and funders side, their biggest priority is making sure that these spots and these different sites were used for children from families that really needed them. We were prepared to shut everything down if it looked like this was spreading the coronavirus. But after the first few weeks, we kept meeting and reporting back, and we kind of just started to realize, okay, the children don't seem to be spreading it to one another. Once you make that decision to open up and people start counting on you, if you don't come through, it's gonna be awful. And so it was nerve-wracking. I think we felt, I'd say, cautiously optimistic at that point. But it was still a gamble. In order to address huge community needs, nonprofits take big risks every day. And I think foundations, certainly during COVID, were willing to do that as well. The out-of-school time providers, they're good at what they do, and they like trying to solve problems. And that's really what they were able to do under kind of incredible stress and pressure.